If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Steve, I remember you telling a story about how you basically got HR to add some more stuff to the employee handbook because it wasn't in there, correct?
They were, at CBS Radio, they were very, very, very strict about their handbook, and they put out a new one each year. They would have you sign it. If you violated any of those, you could be let go. So Miles and I both kind of made it a policy to do different things.
Like, yeah.
Let's see if we can get a monkey and put it in the boss's
book. Let's not sign that book.
Right. And then what we found out, they would update that in the CBS handbook each year.
Why, yes, they would. In fact, there's a whole list of things.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more things HR experts say you should never do while you're at work.
Well, I worked in radio now for 30 years, and one thing I gotta say is I've had my share of HR people that I don't know I would say were or are the most moral or ethical people I've ever met. Maybe that's why I got along so well. Like I had one who would pull out the old THZ vape pen for a quick hit or two. This person offered me a hit one time, so I obliged. Now, I rarely have had any good interactions with the marijuana, and one hit off this thing, I had to sit down because I was about to pass out. Two lessons learned here. One, I'm a little bitch. Two, HR people can be a lot of fun.
I know exactly who he's talking about, too.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, God, yeah.
This is a true story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This particular HR, I loved them.
Okay.
For obvious reasons. But, yeah, they were.
Thank God it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Good lordy. So these are 10 things that HR experts say that you should never do while you're at work. They go to the bottom of the list with getting too political.
Well, sure.
Right. Believe it or not, bringing up politics at work is like lighting a match in a room full of fireworks. Office debates about politics usually spiral out of control. And even if you're calmly sharing your opinion, these conversations often leave coworkers feeling uncomfortable or alienated. Work is for collaboration, not argument. So keep the political talk to close friends outside the office, and you'll avoid a lot of unnecessary
Or you
tension.
Don't have to even talk to me.
Right.
If I'm your close friend, let's just hang out. We don't need to talk about that.
Well, now that we're at the bar, let me tell you, man. Like, no.
No.
I don't want this. I
already read the story.
Next time the boss yells, hey, I'm here to collaborate, not argue.
That's right. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, for 2 seconds.
Acting like the rules don't apply to you. I don't know in any situation where that gets you ahead.
I plead ignorance.
Now.
I found that works for me. Okay, man, I didn't know that. You didn't know to... No, I didn't.
It says, be honest, you know nothing kills team morale faster than someone who plays by their own rules. This kind of behavior normally gets spotted early on, usually from folks who think that their talent excuses bad habits.
Yeah, I cannot imagine.
Who would do that?
I know, that's disgraceful.
I feel like they should update it with, don't date the CEO and go to concerts.
Oh, man, yeah.
That's not a bad call.
At least Coldplay.
Fighting in public. We all know that tension happens at work, but turning a disagreement into a full-blown argument in front of the whole office is a huge mistake. Workplace arguments that get loud or aggressive rarely stay private, and even if you're in the right, yelling or being combative in shared spaces makes you look unprofessional. That's part of the problem with somebody that's combative, is that you have two negative options to go with. Either A, let them do it and you get walked over, basically, or B, stand up for yourself, but now you don't look good either because you're yelling at them just as bad.
I remember getting berated terribly by an old boss of ours. I mean, in the lobby of the radio station. I'd literally just come into work. I knew I was going to get in trouble. I just did not know it was going to be as soon as I opened the door, right? And this guy went out for a couple of minutes. And when he was done, I kind of looked up. I was like, dude, I am sorry. Were you talking to me?
Oh.
And he turned red and just stormed down the hall. I'm like, all right, there we go. Back to work it is.
Good talk. Good talk.
Oh, yeah.
Brushing off feedback. Again, these are 10 things that HR experts say that you should never do while you're at work. Nobody loves being told that they need to improve, but if you shut down the second someone gives you feedback, that's a problem. Those who can't take criticism, especially the constructive kind, quickly learn to earn a reputation for being difficult. It's not about perfection, but about being open to growth. So ask questions and show that you care enough to adjust.
You hear that, Tina? When I said you shouldn't wear that shirt because it makes you look fat, it's just constructive
I'm
criticism.
Trying to help you improve.
Criticism. Yeah. I'm not the only one who thinks so.
I want you to be better.
That's right. You know what? If you're better, we're all better. So step it up.
I think constructive criticism is fine as long as it's work stuff.
Yeah.
Agreed. And keep it constructive.
Constructive, right.
Sometimes
that is the key word.
Sometimes some flavored, colorful language gets thrown in. It's like, that was a little inflammatory. I didn't need to throw that part in, but okay. I see where you're at. Skipping breaks every day. It's no secret that some people think skipping lunch makes them look like heroes. In reality, it makes you look tired and way more likely to mess something up. People who never step away tend to burn out faster and drag the team down, but breaks aren't a luxury. They're how you stay sharp.
Yeah, that's why I barely do anything. Hey, dude, I'm noodling this through.
Flirting with people that you work with.
Ooh.
Sure, crushes happen, but turning your office into a rom-com is a fast track to awkward territory, and often, flirty behavior snowballs into something uncomfortable. Even if things start out mutual, they can turn messy, and coworkers always feel the tension.
First of all, I'm not flirting. I'm simply standing here pantsless.
What's playful to you might feel inappropriate to someone else, so keep it respectful and leave the flirty energy for places that don't involve deadlines and shared products.
How could you turn this down right here? Hey, come on.
I would say, too, stop touching people.
God.
Yeah.
Some people are just touching. It's like, stop.
Right. We're coworkers.
Correct.
We're not even friends. We're coworkers.
Yeah.
Like, we're not there. And also, learn who you're there with.
Yes.
From time to time, somebody shows up. It's like, dude, we've just met. We are not there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Okay. Thank you. Go away.
Put your shirt back on.
Right.
Black like this didn't happen.
Zip up your pants now.
Yeah.
Mentally clocking out early. Again, these are 10 things that HR experts say that you should never do at work.
Not even listening to you, Mike.
This might sound familiar to some. You're still on the clock, but your brain has already left the building. This is one of the top things that annoys managers and coworkers alike because it's not about working late. It's about staying present until the workday actually ends. And when someone zones out for the last hour, it creates a drag on the whole team. Stay engaged and finish strong because it shows that you're consistent, not just coasting.
I mean, we're live on the air, but I'm somewhere down in the Chattanoochee.
Chattahoochee.
Our show is actually on until 7.
Chattahoochee?
Yeah, Chattahoochee.
There you go.
Hey, it's my river. I'm mentally there, man. I call it whatever I want. Point is, I'm checked out.
Hey, Jimmy Chattahoochee.
Chattahoochee.
Hey, man, where you been?
Complaining about work online. If you thought nobody at work would spot you posting something vague on social media, you'd probably be wrong. Too many times, companies have dealt with countless situations where a just-venting post led to real consequences, and posting about your job can make you look careless and ungrateful.
I think anything.
Just in general.
I mean, topic-wise.
Right.
If they don't like what you posted, they could fire you.
Right.
So don't do it.
Don't do it at all.
Also,
no.
Look, I'm not here to judge. If you take a sick day, don't post photos of you doing fun stuff.
That's right.
Oh, dude.
And I would go as far as saying it's like, maybe don't go to the same local spots if you've called out sick. Like, people are going to be like, what are you doing?
Why are you here?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you've ever accidentally run into your boss at the bar, don't go to that bar.
Yeah, I know. When we moved buildings, I was like, damn it. A secret spot. Everybody from work's going to start going to them. And it happened.
No. Ignoring company policies. You might think that nobody actually cares about the company handbook, but HR does. And so do your coworkers when they're picking up the slack after you skipped over the rules. It's easy to roll your eyes at policies that seem overly specific or outdated, but they exist for a reason, and blowing them off can land you in hot water. So do not ignore those company policies.
Well, I mean, you're right. I know it's important, HR, but nobody else cares.
Yeah.
And I know HR knows that.
Right. Absolutely. 10 things that HR experts say that you should never do while you're at work. You keep showing up late.
Well, yeah.
We all hate that one coworker who's always late. But HR hears the same old excuses every day. When you're constantly rolling in after everyone else, it starts to feel disrespectful, and over time, it chips away at your credibility. Being dependable isn't just about doing good work. It's also about showing up when you say that you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Right. Be prompt. Be there.
You shouldn't have to explain that.
Exactly. And then I'll leave you with this final thing that HR experts say that you should never do while you're at work. Talking trash about your coworkers. Let's just say this. People who gossip at work rarely come out looking good. Even if you're blowing off steam, those snide comments about a teammate tend to make you the one folks side-eye. And once your name gets tied into drama, trust goes out the window. If someone's truly causing problems, take it up with your manager. Otherwise, zip it and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Be careful what you say, man. Everybody's listening.
It is. That can be tough, though.
Absolutely.
I don't know anybody that never says anything bad about a relationship.
Right.
You work with people every day. You know what I mean? It's
sure.
Like, I don't think that guy hates his wife. I think she really annoyed him today.
Right.
You
know what I mean?
Well, and sometimes you just need to ask other people, like, are you seeing what I'm seeing? Like, am I nuts for this?
Is Gary a real douche waffle?
Right.
Yeah.
Or do I just need to calm down?
Right.
Did I just not like him because he started touching me the first day that he met me?
Right.
Jesus.
And he thinks it's the Chattanoochee.
Hey, baby, let me see that thing.
Dumbass.
Oh, my God, he's dumb.